Good morning.
David and Peter, give it up.
It's time for the daily scrum there, Peter. Good morning.
Good morning.
So,
I need more caffeine.
I think you should hit refresh there.
Do I just turn the machine on?
Oh, really?
It's cash from yesterday.
Yeah, no, there we go.
All right.
Okay, so, here's the boring conversation. What did I do yesterday? What am I doing today? What am
Last
I doing tomorrow?
Yeah, next
blah,
24.
Blah, 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 yeah, whatever. Uh-huh. That is not the point. What's the plan for the day?
Well, let's see. I am going to grab this task right here and get started on it.
Cool. You can do that with your finger, I see, because you have that touch screen.
Yep.
That's nice. Okay. I've been talking to some of the guys over in Ops, and I need to work on this feature, this 2.2 thing, just a little ahead of schedule. So I'm going to go ahead and assign that to me, too. See if I believe I can do that.
Wrong, Dave.
Yep. I have a big fat thumb. Mm. Okay, so that looks good to me. Let's go to work.
All right.
Cool.
Back to work. So let's see. I'm gonna get back over here to my Visual Studio and refresh myself here. Go, go, go. I did assign that to myself. Right? There we go. All right, so we're gonna go over here to my work. Take a look. This is where I start my day every day. My work, and it's basically my in-Visual Studio view of that task board. Can you see it up there?
Looks good.
All right. I didn't even check the resolution and whatnot. So here's that one that I assigned to myself. I'm going to go ahead and get started on it.
Peter, is your mic on?
We're on.
It is now. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and get started on this thing right here and drag it up and drop it up here. So now Visual Studio is tracking what I'm doing. I can go ahead and get to work. I'm not going to open it up here and take a look at what I'm supposed to do. All right, good. Go ahead and get over here into the code, and I'll do a little bit of work here for a bit and might be running my tests. So always a good place to start out, right? Make sure all your tests pass. Looks like they didn't earlier, but I think they do now. All right, so far so good. All right, tests are passing all as well. So we'll get back over here to the actual code and do a little bit of work. So probably should run this app. Test passing is always good, but the app running is even better. So, all right. So I'm supposed to be working on this feature here in this task. We'll go ahead and do a little bit of code work here because I know there's something funky going on down here. All right. And then in this one, I know I got something I wanted to do down here.
Watching a developer concentrate isn't very interesting.
No, it's kind of boring. All right, so it looks like the change that I was making here, I'm getting close to being done with. So I can probably go ahead and get ready am I sending set for a code review?
Nah.
All right.
That's not a big change. Just go ahead and wing it.
All right. Make sure my test passed one last time.
Actually, here, let's do a code review.
Looks good. Check in.
Do we really need to build a feature for that? I'm just.
Says the PM who owns it. All right, so let's see. I'm going to go ahead and.
Are you done with your work right there? You're going to keep working, but you've got to check in for now?
Yeah, I'll probably do a transient check-in here. Do one of these check-ins where I'm gonna check it in, but I'm gonna keep it active. So I'm not gonna let this resolve. I'm just
gonna. So do you have some changes in flight right now or no?
I do.
Oh well, that's too bad because I have some really bad news.
Why?
Well, it turns out that production's down. Mark Groves just called me, and we were sitting in my office a few minutes ago. We created. We know that there's a bug in production. Here, go back to the task board, and I'll show you what we're talking about.
Okay.
Hit refresh on that guy. Look at that. We have a bug on the task board that just appeared. One of the things about this bug is that we were able to demonstrate the bug actually exists by creating a failing test. So in the version of the code that's in production, we actually have a failing test right now. And what we're going to ask you to do, Peter, is go ahead and fix it.
Okay, so you've already created the test? That's why this isn't done over here?
Yep, test is done. So,
all right, so
what we're going to ask you to do is to fix it. Yeah, make
all right,
the test
so
pass.
I'm going to create a task for myself real quick.
So because we've set things up the way we have, the definition of being done with this particular task is to simply make that failing test pass, but that's in another version of the code, right?
Yeah, so I've got this work in progress right here. I'm just gonna suspend it.
So when we suspend our work in progress, what's happening is we're taking all of the context of what we're doing right now, and we're sort of bottling that up, packaging it up along with any of the contextual data from Visual Studio, breakpoints that we may have set, the windows that are open right now. Where you are in the windows,
like
the scroll position, all that stuff. And we're sort of serializing that up to a shelf set, yeah?
All right, so now I'm going to take this bug and activate it.
Okay.
For myself, make it, bring it in progress. Take a look here. All right, so it's, all right, so now I can go back over to here. Oh, there we go. I need to get into the code. And you said you already put a test in here for me, so let's find it. All right, so, all right, there it is, bug 109 repo. All right, fine. Let's confirm that David actually can write a failing test. I clearly did something that made Visual Studio not happy.
So what's happening is that every once in a while, the map in our mapping application, which we actually forgot to show, the actual...
No, I showed it.
Oh, did we? The system under test?
All right, here's your test.
Every once in a while, it recenters, sort of tragically and randomly.
All right, so it looks like this test you wrote is confirming something around the map set. Yeah, because, of course, when it refreshes the data, it sets the selected one, the null one clears.
Right, that's null, so it's
a null check. Okay, good. Yeah. All right, so we're going to have to go take a look at how to fix that. So let me go over to there, figure out what's going on here. All right, so clearly the answer, we don't want to be doing this because what this is doing is changing it, and that's not right, so we'll just... And notice it's going to run. It automatically is running tests after every build, so I can just sit here and code away and build, and it'll just run the test that it needs to run to catch up on me. And that one passed in green, so I'm good now. So I can go ahead and mark that bug as fixed. I can go back over to my work. Here, there's the test actually finishing. Go back over to my work. I'm going to go ahead and check this one in. I want you to take a look at this one.
Actually, you know what? Why don't you go ahead and check it in so that you can get back to work, and then send me a code review, and I'll check it while you go back to work. I trust that it's probably good, but Mark and I are going to sit down and look at this code together in a few minutes.
Okay.
So there are two ways we can invoke this tool of code review. One is what we started to do, which is to make it part of the check-in pipeline, if you will, to say, I've got some pending changes in Visual Studio, send out a code review for these pending changes, and what will occur then is we take all that code, we put it into a shelf set. We then send a code review request to the people, maybe on my team, that I want to review my code, and after I've gone through that review sequence, I'll go ahead and check that code in. Another way is what Peter's doing right now, which is to go ahead and check the code in, not to stand between the developer and version control. Go ahead and check it in, and based on the change set that he's about to make with his check-in, send out a code review request tied to that check or that change set.
Yep, I just got to remind myself what the change set was. All right, request review, here we go.
Which would be awesome if it showed up.
No, I just have to get it. I'm confusing myself at this point. There we go. So let's go ahead and take this guy and pull him back. You know what? We have a minute and a half, or 3 minutes left, so I'm just going to
go
the other way.
We may or may not make it all the way. Here's the thing. Here, one of the things that we really wanted to make sure and focus on here is that not many people are aware that the code review feature exists and is available for change sets that have already occurred inside TFS version control. So you do not have to use it in such a way as to block check-ins. Personal pet peeve of mine is anything that stands between my keyboard and checking code in, like gated check-in.
So I just sent it off to you there.
Sorry?
I just sent it off to you. It's sitting there waiting for
Excellent.
You to
so why don't you go back to work on the feature you were working on?
All right. So I've got the suspended one that I was working on here before. I'm just going to go ahead and I'm gonna suspend that bug fix because I'm going to wait for David to come back to me on the on that code review. So that one's just going to sit until it comes back. And I'm going to grab the one that I was working on before and wake that one back up. And as you'll see, Visual Studio is going to return me right back to where I was. Same files open, same locations in the file, same everything. The task is active. My change sets are restored. I'm right back where I was. And in fact, if we look at my pending changes list, you'll see that I'm right back to the same edits I had made before, right up here. So it returned me right back to where I was. So you came in, fixed that bug. Okay, fine. A couple of minutes later, I've returned right back to where I need to start from. All right.
That's awesome because we just made a great tool that enables your worst dysfunctions. Yay!
Interruptions. Well, interruptions happen, but at least what we can do is try to make it a little bit less
disruptive.
Make it
disruptive. As painless as possible. So a couple of things we saw there that I'm in love with is a bug on the task board.
Yep.
Right? We saw suspension and resumption of not only a particular set of code, but also my state of Visual Studio. And you saw him issue a code review request, and I don't think we have time to get through the review of it and check it back in.
Well, I could just very quickly show you what a code review looks like when I open it up by going over here and popping this guy up. So here's the code review. And I can actually click on it here, and it'll take me and show me diff views of the files, and I can review things. I can actually go in and add comments.
Yeah.
Where am I? Oh, read. Okay, so I can put a comment here. Looks pretty good to me. I think I can select some stuff here. Right. Put a comment here. Maybe you should rename this stuff. All right. We'll go ahead and save, and send the code review back. Good to go.
Right on. So what is happening right here under the covers is the Team Foundation server, or this code review feature, rather, is creating some work items on Team Foundation server, a code review request, which was the first work item that Peter created. And then he assigned a request to me, and I was and as he went through his check of the code, he gave some feedback that created what's called a work or a code review response work item. So the bottom line is this stuff works off of work items in Team Foundation server to sort of guide the workflow.
Yep.
But that we are using a shelf set in the case where we're using code review between the developer and the check-in and just regular change sets in the case where we're reviewing past history.
And we're also using shelf sets for that suspend capability too. Stash that stuff off, bring it back, put you right back where you were, and you don't even have to worry about knowing anything about shelf sets.
Badoom.
That's it. 15 minutes is up. Thank you.